All right, I invite you to look as we read our scripture this morning. James, well, let's start with Mark. No, we've got James 1:22 right there. Okay? Do not merely listen to the word and so you deceive yourselves. Do what it says. And then for Mark chapter 7. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were unclean. That is, they were unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. So the Pharisees and the teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders, instead of eating their food with unclean hands?" Jesus replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men.' Have you let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men?" All right, this morning, okay, we can go ahead and finish it up, sorry. Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside a man can make him unclean by going into him. Rather, it is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean. For from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside, and they make a man unclean." I'd like to know this morning, how many of you remember as kids what your bathing habits were? Okay, Kim?
Pretty much once a week we got a bath. Rest of the time we just washed whatever and I think so and so forth.
And if there was several children, you used the same bath water. That's the tradition that I remember. We always did that on Friday. Why? Because we were going to church the next day. We also had clothes that were reserved for the Sabbath day. Where do you think some of these traditions come from? How many of you, I'll give you a second. Okay. One at a time. Whoa. Very good. Okay.
We used, for most of my growing up here, so we moved to town about 13, we used my mother's wash tub, which was size 1 and size 2, you know, and there were 4 girls, and took 2 of us to the bathroom, 1 and 2 of us in the other. Took turns.
Now, we used those to school.
So I just wanted us to realize that there are some different ways, but we always made sure, and ours was on Friday night because church was on the next day. My wife, when she grew up, it was always on Sabbath night because they were going to church on Sunday. So this was one of the things that they always did, that every week, once a week, we would have a bath. Now, as we got older and as we moved to the city, water was much more plentiful. So all of a sudden, it went to that every day. And we had a shower. In fact, Arwen and I, when we got into high school, we had a shower that had 7 nozzles. 3 on each side and 1 at the top. So, talk about a shower. Have you ever heard the saying, cleanliness is next to? Okay, is that a biblical quote? No. But it is from the Talmud. For those of you who know, those are the Jewish written things that were written to go along with the scriptures. Okay? So, it is almost scripture if we were Jewish. Because that would have been considered a very important thing. Those words were written by the Jewish leaders, and you were to follow them. Or else. Okay. So, I want you to realize what Jesus was doing here. He was truly stirring up the waters. Because for the Jewish people that were there, it was very important. Now, I want you to also realize that the Jewish washings had developed some special things. If you go back into Leviticus and go back into Deuteronomy, they said that you would have to, before you would go to the temple, you must always take a bath. And there was specifications of how you would do that. Now, the Bible simply says you must take a bath. Okay? But then they decided that there was a proper way to take a bath. Okay? And have you ever heard the term mikveh? It was a big tub of water. Now, I want you to realize that this had to be something that took a lot of work to make these mikvehs around. Because they had to be at least 120 gallons of water. If you didn't have a mikveh, you were not clean unless you went to a running stream. You could go to a running stream. Or you could go to a lake that had more than 120 gallons of water. Otherwise, you would not be allowed in the temple. So in Jerusalem, there were mikvahs around for those who were traveling so that they could be cleansed and be able to go into the temple. You did not go to the temple if you were not clean. This was very important. Not only that, have you ever wondered why we wash our hands before meals? Okay. Because of all the dirt. We always send our kids, go wash your hands. Because what were they doing? They were out in the dirt playing. Our kids love the dirt. What kid doesn't love the dirt? I love the dirt. anyway, but there's a biblical basis. They were to wash their hands. But there was also then a way that had again been prescribed. I couldn't go and wash my hands by myself. I had to have someone else who had their hands washed. And it had to either be with a mikveh or with running water. Now, because there weren't streams running through Jerusalem, how could they wash their hands? They would take a pitcher. And a person who had first gotten themselves clean, maybe they did it in the mikveh and then came to where they would take a pitcher and they had to pour the water over your hands. You couldn't do it yourself. Now, as the world started having more water available and having faucets, they changed that to you couldn't turn the water faucet on for yourself. Someone else had to turn the water faucet on. So if you are a very Orthodox Jew, you are still following these things. These washings were very important. So you would have someone pour the water, you'd wash your hands, you'd take the pitcher and pour it over someone else's, because then you were clean, and on and on. And this is what Jesus was referring to here. He said, you're following me in all these things. Jesus also had some other words when he said, well, you tithe your mint and so forth. But your hearts are where? They're far from me. Far from me. I want us to stop. I don't really have a long sermon this morning. All I want us to do is hear that Jesus said the heart is what he's looking at. His disciples had not followed. Oh, I didn't tell you. Not only that, but as you're pouring, there was a specific prayer that you had to repeat. Okay? So it was a very detailed way that all of this would happen. So you would recite your prayers as you washed your hands. Again, Jesus simply said, you all are so worried with all of these things, but you don't really worry about whether you are living a life that is pleasing to me. James said that we had to stop and think about what our lives were like. What were we doing? Is it pleasing to him? Well, guys, I'm telling you, the thermometer of your heart is the actions that you do. If we are not about our Father's business, our heart is far from him. I'm not talking about being holier than thou. This is between you and the Father. This doesn't worry. It's just, hopefully, when I am talking to someone, it's going to show by what I do. Jesus said, look at your heart. This morning, I want you to stop and I want you to think. Is my heart controlling my actions? How much of what I do is heart-based versus tradition? I get up in the morning and I have a certain way that I tend to do things. I like to shower in the morning. My wife, she prefers to shower at night. That makes it easy. That way we don't have to fight over the shower. But it's still a way that I do it. When I shave in the morning, I always start on my right side. When I was noticing this, I tried to shave starting on the left side. Do you know how that goes against my very grain? I want us to stop and not be led by what we've always done. I want us to stop and say, my heart, Lord, you touch my heart and make it lead me. When I get up in the morning, there are certain things that I have to do. And I'm not preaching against those. But what I'm saying is, when we have that time, make sure that we let the heart lead us. When we have to get up and we have to be at work at a certain time. Now, maybe we're going to have to get up a few minutes earlier if we want the heart to have some time with God. I don't know how your schedules work. And mine one day is different than the next, so it's never the same. Sometimes I have to be up early. I had to be in Indianapolis this week on Monday morning. I had to be there by 10. That meant I was leaving at 7. That's not my normal time to have gotten up to be ready to leave the house. I'm not usually ready at 7 a.m. But some people's schedules, we just have to look at our schedule and ask God to lead us so that we make time for him. And that we have the time. When we come home at night, there are other things that we have to do. Some of, you know, these people were just as busy as us. And I want you to think about that for a moment, because they probably had more physically demanding lives than most of us. But they had to make sure they had firewood. We usually buy it, or we get lucky and a neighbor gives it to us. But they had all of these things. So we think, well, their lives were more simple. Yes, but they, when you stop and think about what it meant to live a simple life, it was not an easy life. So I don't want us to use the excuse, well, our times are harder to be a Christian. No, our times are no harder. They're different. They're totally different. We have different things that challenge us. So this morning I just say, stop and say, Lord, what is it that you want me to do with my time? What is it that I need to make room for? So that our heart will not be as the Pharisees, that is just so used to traditions and worried about how it looks or what someone else will think, but open to what God has for us. Amen.